The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Hey, welcome back to The Bright Side. This is John and I's one-year anniversary of The Bright Side Podcast, so we thought we'd just have some fun. We just wanted to look back and look at the year that we just had. We can't believe it's been a year. John and I just had a lot of fun listening to some old clips, some funny stuff, some maybe not so funny stuff. There was a little bit of tension this year. And we get into all of that. And this open that you're about to hear, well, we are nothing if we are not consistent. So hope you guys enjoy this as much as we enjoyed making it.
Take three.
All right.
Action.
Hey, welcome to the Bright Side Podcast, where we talk comics and comic-inspired movies in the best possible light. Hey, welcome to the Bright Side. I'm DJ, and the other voice you're about to hear is my friend John. Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. This is DJ, and who's on the other end today?
This is John.
All right.
As always.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. How we doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you?
All right, welcome back to the Bright Side. Hey, how we doing, John?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Oh, boy. Hey, John, how you doing? That's a nice new door chime you got going there.
Yeah, thanks, Deej. I just had that installed.
All right. Hey, John, how we doing?
I'm still doing great, DJ. How are you?
Still doing good? Hey, I'm back. That was quick.
Yeah, I feel like I just saw you.
All righty, I'm back. Let's talk about Into the Spider-Verse.
All right, man. Long time no see, DJ.
My man!
What's up, DJ?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Hey, John.
Hey, DJ. What's happening, man?
I'm pissed.
Uh-oh.
Hey, John, we're a day late.
How? And a dollar short, DJ.
Yeah, always a dollar short. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What?
All right. Hey, John, how you doing?
Oh, man, I was great, but I got over it.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Oh, man, I am cool in the gang. How about you? Hey, DJ, how's it going, man? I almost didn't see you sitting back there.
Back there? I'm right in the front of the store. You walked right by me twice. Hey, John.
Hey, DJ.
Oh, boy. But Pratt, did you see me in the parking lot?
I saw you running with, like, you know, one book in one hand and your backpack in the other hand. And
let me in. Let me in.
Sorry, man, we're closed.
I gotta get in. It's been 2 weeks.
Oh, man, what do you want?
What's up, mother...
Language.
Took you a minute to get that going.
Boom. Happy 4th of July? I don't know.
Happy 4th, yeah.
Hey, John, what do you think of the new digs?
That's a pretty impressive setup you have here, man.
Hey, John, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing awesome, DJ. How are you?
Hey, John, how we doing?
I'm doing fantastic, DJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, John, who's your daddy? I'm just going to leave that right there. Hey, John, how we doing?
Well, I'm not sure how I'm going to follow all of that, but... well, I mean, I guess I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to make sure that I said the same thing every single time. At least it was consistent.
Right.
Like, we are nothing.
Well, you pretty much do. I change it up a little bit from week to week.
I try to keep you on your toes. I kept you on your...
You do.
I kept you on your toes last week, right?
A couple times.
Who's your daddy, huh?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, it's like when I was putting that together, I was going through it, and I was like, wow. I'm like... And that's, I want to be consistent. And it's like,
yes.
And you don't do it on purpose. It's just that's who you are. And I guess that's what
I answer the same way almost every week too. And I don't do it on purpose, but it's just how I respond. Yeah. So
I'm doing good.
Yeah. I usually say, I'm doing fantastic, DJ. How are you?
Yeah, there you go.
That's my usual response.
I did not cut and paste that in there. That literally.
But I don't say it because I want to be repetitive. It's right. Just how I normally respond.
That's who we are. Hey, John, we're here for a reason. And I'm sure I haven't recorded our pre-roll yet, but everybody knows this is our anniversary edition. I'm going to tell them at the beginning. We've been doing this for a year. You got your drink ready?
I do have my drink ready.
All right. We're doing this together, all right? What are you drinking?
I've got Coors Light.
Nice.
That's what I'm drinking.
I got a good old-fashioned Budweiser.
Nice.
All right? Ready?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, buddy.
Happy anniversary.
Three, two,
cheers.
One. Cheers. Oh, jeez. I almost electrocuted myself.
Were we in sync with our openings?
I won't know. Oh. Mm.
We should really we need to do like a special edition after dark episode and do it while we're drunk.
I don't want to do that. I don't.
I really do.
I've heard those podcasts. I don't want to do that.
I think our listeners really want us.
Of course
to
they do. Too. But there's a lot of things I want too that I don't get.
Oh man. It's all about the listeners, man. You got to give them what they want.
Yeah, well, that's a paid event.
let's get a hashtag going, Dr. Joe. I'm counting
yeah.
on you.
So yeah, we'll get to that. Well, let's go right to that. Let's thank the listeners to start.
The dark side or the bright side, anyways.
What's that? The dark side or the bright side. You're stuck on that. Look at it, we're trying to get through this year, and you're already moving on to.
I'm always looking ahead, man. I can't stand still.
I'm waiting for so we have nothing planned for this show. All we're let's just reminisce. This is going to be pretty self-indulgent.
A shark never stops swimming,
right.
Man.
So I'm totally worried. You're just going to bash me with the, I'm really worried about us. What are we going to do next? What's our next content going to be?
Of DC Universe.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to
we
DC
have not
Universe
announced-
me.
We haven't announced what we're doing next week, DJ. I'm worried about the content.
Yep, we don't
I'm not
know.
Sure if I'm going to renew my subscription or not.
You know,
so.
You know what's funny about that is we did talk about that at the beginning. Like, how are we going to do this? Like, what kind of content? How are we going to keep up? Like, is it going to be enough content? Because we didn't know what we were doing.
We were a little worried at first, yeah, that we were really struggling to come up with things to talk about in the beginning.
Yeah, and it kind of took care of itself. And it's like, yeah. I mean, I actually think we've missed out on a lot of things because we have been that busy and we've gone to we've progressed to two days a week,
right.
To break it up, and we have enough content for that. And it's like, I mean, even this episode right here, I kind of feel like, oh boy, we could be doing something else, but I wanted to do this. I just wanted to have some right. fun and just talk and reminisce a little bit about how this started, because we kind of came from nothing.
It's a rags to riches story.
Yeah, well, it's a rags to rags. Let's be honest.
Rags to rags. Yeah.
let's
rags to clean rags.
Yeah, exactly. To newer rags.
To Cinderella story. You get my Bill Murray references in for the night.
I mean, last August we had nothing, and then it was, you know, we were just hanging out at your place. I was down there, and as we've said before, it's like we just said, let's do this. What was it, 2 weeks after I was down there, we're like, all right, we're going to do this?
Yeah.
And we just...
Yeah, we didn't take long.
Well, it didn't take long for us to go, yeah, let's do it, and then once...
Well, yeah.
And then...
The idea didn't take long.
Yeah, and then...
The execution took a little while longer.
We thought it was as simple as, so we'll get a mic, we'll plug it into a laptop, and we'll just
and
record
just
ourselves.
Talking.
Those first days, well, first off, we started with, I opened our Twitter, and our very first follower was Marcus from the Boxers Podcast, who has been awesome. for us. He has helped me.
I was our first follower, to be fair. But
no, you weren't.
Then Marcus.
He was. He really? Yeah, he beat you. He beat you to it.
I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah,
but
exactly. But he was our very first follower, and I talked to him a lot at the very beginning about how to get going on this, and he was very helpful. And then from there, he uses an Apple, an iPad. So he directed me towards Brian Antonelli, who's Goo from the Mac and Goo podcast, who he was the one that basically he taught me everything on how to use the software and everything that I'm doing.
So he's the one.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He has been really, really
it's
good.
It's all your fault.
I know we have a few of our listeners that they listen to both of those guys, and he right. has just been – I mean, everybody knows if you listen to his podcast, he's a great guy. But that's what's so much fun about podcasting is, for the most part, it's not competitive. Everybody wants right. to help everybody, and these guys have been great. And these guys I listened to went to their went to their live events and stuff, and I had no intentions of doing anything like this, and then you and I got together, and here we are. They were right. great. I DM'd Brian, and he was like, yeah. Give me a call, and anytime I needed anything, he was great. So thanks to them. Yeah, so that was the very, very beginning, and then it was just all a learning curve on how to get everything going. Remember that first day we sat down to try and record, and we were like, okay, go, and we both sat there yeah. with stage fright.
Yeah, what was it? Was it Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Yeah, was that our very first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was intense.
Yeah. It was, I don't have any of the original recordings from like us going, okay, now what do we say? Like
actually, I think we, even before that, we had like a test night or mm-hmm. something.
And we got nervous. It's not live. I don't know what it is, but you just have to get used to it. And it was so bad. And then even listening to our early stuff, just listening to that intro of all the intros.
Like all the stuff we said.
Yeah, and you can hear the earlier stuff didn't sound, and mine, like, very stiff. And not that we're these pros now or anything, but listening to the early stuff, it was just like, ugh.
Well, the thing, and I think for me, it was, like, I've been listening to podcasts for years. You know, I listen, and you probably, I'm sure you have too, but, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts that are very, I don't want to say overproduced, but they're shows.
Right.
Like, they have segments, and they have, you know, repeated segments in a format. And in my mind, I thought that's what we had to do, too.
Right.
So, I felt like in the beginning.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of it. Like, we have our segments. You know, we do the, you know, speculator roundup and the news. But we're not overproduced. Like, it's not, like, we don't, but I felt like that's how we needed to be at first. Like, I wanted to have segments. I wanted to have sounders between every segment.
Right.
I wanted every show to be exactly the same because that's what we listened
right.
to. I think we tried to do that a little bit in the beginning, even to the point where, you know, like now we just come in and we say, hey, DJ, hey, John.
Right.
But we don't introduce ourselves to the listeners and things like that, where other podcasts I listen to, like, you know, the Ralph Report, for
right.
instance, we both listen to. But he introduces himself every single day to the people that have been listening to him for 400 episodes.
Right.
And I just thought that's the way you do it. And
right.
so I think that hurt us a little bit in the beginning until, you know, we started just having phone conversations about the podcast and decided that should be the podcast.
Right. How many times did we say that in the early part, that, like, at
right.
the beginning, that we were like, why can't we do what we just did when
right.
we're in front of the mic? Like, on the phone, we were great. When we got in front of the mic, we were like, what the heck are we doing here? And
right.
it just didn't work. And not that it didn't work, but we were just trying to figure our way through. And
right.
you're right. It's like, I do like the segments we have. I like the few sounders that we have. I'm always like, to me, I do like a little bit of production because that's the
right.
that's the art of this. And what we're doing, it is artistic. It is we're creating content, and for all
right.
intents and purposes, it's artistic. And I really enjoy doing this editing stuff. It's a lot of fun for me. But I do like the way we do that comic book store conversation. We didn't set out that way. Our original plan was to review a movie. And remember what our original plan was? We were going to pretend we're at the movie. And then we were coming out to see it. And then we were going to go back in and see it again. And I had sound.
We did a couple that way.
Yeah, we did a couple that way. And it was, it just didn't work. It just didn't seem, we were like, I think our first episode, we kind of did that. And my son heard it. That went out. That's Solo. It actually did go out that way. If anybody has heard it, I don't know if it's even on iTunes right now, because I don't know if Nerdy Legion goes back that far. My son first heard it, and he goes, I thought it was like three different episodes, because it was so broken up and convoluted.
Like you said, it kind of in the beginning, it was, like you said, we were trying to model ourselves into a specific thing rather than just figuring out who we were going to be, like who we were.
Right.
And I think, you know, after, it was our first couple of shows that kind of evolved. Cause like you said, Solo went out one way, and I don't remember cause I'm not looking at the list in front of me, but some of those first couple of episodes we had, they were all different.
Yeah.
Like each one of them was a different format. We were trying something different. And, you know, luckily, I think really only you and I were ever listening to them anyways, but.
Yeah.
And I don't even know which was the first episode where we kind of found our way, and we've kind of stuck, you know, to it ever since. But
yeah, it's been a process,
right? And not to say that we won't continue to change,
right?
You know, I mean, next year we could be sitting here and be completely different than we were this last year.
Yeah,
it just depends on how it evolves as we go.
Well, it's also very listener based, which was.
Right.
We that's what we wanted this to be. And, you know, let's do that right now. It's like, let's thank some listeners because, you know, we started off with that first one that we got when we got the tweet that Michael Alexander, like, he mentioned us in something like a comic book creator or something said, list your favorite podcasts. And we were in there. And we were like, and we didn't
even know we had a listener.
Exactly. We knew we had a few, but we didn't know who they were. Nobody was really talking to us. And all of a sudden you get this and you're like, oh my God. And we've talked about this in the past. And it was like, cause we were pretty excited. It is a big moment. Cause like, that's what we always said. We're supposed to be talking in a comic book store. We're hoping other people are listening. And Michael, who is, I believe he's in the Florida area. I was like, holy crap. Like, where did that come from? And it's like, I texted you. I was like, do you know this person?
Wait, is he a relative?
Yeah, exactly. So that was, like, that was the big breaking part. That was where we were like, oh, wow, other people are listening that don't know us. And that was pretty cool. And I'd say from there, it was like, so I knew Dr. Joe from, he listened to some of the other pod. He listens to the Triforce, they call it up here. Hashtag Dork, MacAngoo and the Boxers. So I had run into him at some place once and I said, hey, can you give us a listen? And he was very supportive and he's like, yeah, you guys are pretty good. He goes, you'll find your way. You'll work your way through it. And he was really good. And then he just kept listening and he kept commenting to me and he was really good. And I mean, look at what he does and how he has grown. And then we've got Dr. Joe, and then it goes to Iowa Joe, who is like basically taking over Twitter. That guy is the conversations that he's creating are amazing. And that's what we wanted to spawn. That's the stuff that we want to do. And at the beginning, I was keeping up. Now I can't keep up, but I like to see that all these things are tagged and it's kind of what we want to do. And this thing has grown to a point that we didn't even know, you know, it's like we didn't know where we were going. We didn't know what was happening and things are happening that we never expected. We're meeting great people like, you know, Pete Super Swede. He's awesome. Got to meet him at a con. And then there's other people, Brian from I talked to on Instagram. I'm trying to hook up with him in Rhode Island. And it's just so many different people. And I have people DMing me and because I don't know if they don't want to talk on Twitter. But it's just really the listeners. It's like, that's what this is about. And it's like, you and I always said at the beginning, we don't care if anybody listens. We hope people do because that'll be fun. But we just like talking this stuff. Oh, yeah. And then we had Jeremy Armstrong who won the gauntlet, right? And he was a follower and he's up. He's listening. And the comments that I had, the conversations I had with him, the private one, DM and the confidence that these guys would help give us, just the things that they would say to us to, you know, and it just made us feel better about it. And we knew we were on the right track. Oh, and of course, we have Mark C. It was a giant C at the end on Twitter. I don't remember his handle off the top of my head. But he was one of our listeners of the week. And I find out he's like right in Franklin. He's right in our town. And I was like, it's just funny how like we have listeners all over the country. But then it's like when a couple of them are like right here.
I was going to say, it seems like there's a big concentration of our listeners that are like regional to where you live. And I don't know how that happened necessarily.
Well, honestly, I think those are the few people that are in the Triforce, and those are the most vocal people, and that's why they're listening, and those are the vocal ones. But we do have, like we've always said.
I mean, I know we have listeners in other places, but and, you know, you're able to meet up personally with several of them.
I know.
It's just funny that they all
It's pretty
are
cool.
Local,
we're trying to you. Yeah, we're trying to set something up where we can actually meet. It's just we're kind of all over Massachusetts.
Right.
But yeah, that is pretty cool to have a few listeners in that. Paul Fossetti is another one. It's, you know, they're all in this area. We have great conversations. And they all come from that, like I said, they're the vocal group of the Triforce. And then they just joined on with us.
Right.
So that's kind of how that we end up talking to those people. But then the other people, like you have Iowa Joe and then all of his followers, like Professor Frenzy or something. He's another follower comments. And I mean,
yeah, JR, Hooded Collector, always coming in with great comments. I believe he's the one that gave us the idea of putting the show notes, the time in the show notes so that people could skip around.
Yeah.
The listeners are really the ones that are developing this show.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's grown to a point that larger than I expected.
Well, like you said, in the beginning, we didn't know that we'd ever get past me and you and our wives and our kids.
Right.
Listening to our podcast. So, and really, I drag my wife kicking and screaming to listen to it every week. So
that's funny. Ernie and Slade have been great too. Over at Friendly Neighborhood, they've been very supportive. A lot of information helping me keep up, learn as we go. Because again, this isn't where I was supposed to be. This isn't the concentration that we were supposed to be doing. Obviously, we're going to do comics, but
yeah. So I guess as long as we're throwing out all our thank yous to all our listeners and Twitter followers, and again, they've all been great, and they've helped us a long way. But I think the biggest thank you needs to go out to your wife, Jen, because
I was going to save that to last.
If she doesn't, didn't want to steal your thunder, but you know, if she doesn't message me in June of last year and say, "Hey, I'm thinking about getting DJ a birthday present to come down and see you," none of this happens.
So, are you thanking her or blaming her?
Well, a little of both, I think. You know, but obviously, you know, we've been friends again for a long time, you know, since high school. We've known each other for years, but you know, as things happen and we've moved to different ends of the country and, you know, you drift apart and, you know, we hadn't talked consistently in, you know, a long time. You know, there'd be a text here and there or a phone call
or something big would pop up in your life or in our lives and it'd be like,
but you know, we would go and, you know, they always say that, you know, true friends are friends that you could go years without talking to.
Right.
You know, and that's the case. Like we, you know, really had not been communicating frequently for a long time. That trip down here last year really, in addition to kind of birthing this podcast, I mean, I don't want to say it made us friends again because we never really stopped being friends. But,
no.
But like we talk now, we text or talk every day.
Yeah.
Or at least every other, you know, pretty much every day. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that. Even if this podcast didn't exist or never became, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we connected again like we have. But like I said, I you know, without that, none of this happened. So, you know, I definitely want to tell Jen thank you for that. And like I said, if our listeners want, if they like us at all, or they want to thank anybody, she's really the one responsible.
Yeah, she was the driving force.
And then it happened. So,
of course, to both of the wives for letting us do this.
Yeah. My wife puts up with this twice a week. And
yeah.
You know.
Not only do we have to record, but then we go, now listen to it, too.
Right, now listen to it.
So what we did, Joker. So my wife really liked Joker, and we had a blast after the movie, and we talked about it. So then you and I do the podcast, and I come up from the podcast after we recorded it. And I'm like, oh, and then we thought of this. And she's just looking at me going, we talked about this.
Right.
What? We talked about this. I go, yeah, but these are new points. No, we talked about this, right? So then, of course, now I got to edit it, right?
Right.
And I'm looking at it, and while I'm editing it, and I'm listening to it back, and I'm putting stuff, but I listened to the whole thing back when I edit that one, because I really enjoyed it. I made notes for our next recording from last week, right? So, like, when I made notes to say, like, when we open the next show, I was going to say this, this, and this. And I was so excited. I thought, I'm like, I got all these. So I come up from editing that, right? And I tell her, I'm like, I thought of these new things. That, and I start saying them. She goes, we said this already. You said this. And I was like, well, I'm just putting it a new way. She goes, so I never said any of it again. Cause I'm like, right. She's like, you're just repeating yourself. And I was like, so yeah. So they put up with children, basically. Yes. with children with computers. So yeah, thanks to Lydia. Thanks to Jen. Jen started it all. You can blame her.
Thanks. It's her fault.
They're our most supportive people, obviously, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the support we get from everybody, from our wives, our listeners, the people that are helping us, it's really important because things don't always go very smoothly. So we need that support because as much as we say, like, we want to do this and we want to bang these out, like, on Wednesday night so that I can put it out right away Thursday morning, sometimes things got to be taken out. Because we do want to come off as professional because we're idiots, so we got to try and polish up this turd as best we can.
Right.
So.
For instance, let's listen to this this clip here where DJ just trips over his tongue.
But the story is a post-apocalyptic. But the story is basically a post-apocalyptic.
Take three.
Okay.
So, action. So
I can't talk.
Cut!
So, all right. So the story is basic. But the story is basically a post-apocalyptic. What the heck was that?
Sorry,
you're killing me. I finally said the word right.
I forgot to turn the speaker down on my computer. Okay.
So.
This is going on the blooper reel at the end.
No, because I finally say post-apocalyptic. And, you got,
and my computer goes.
We get sound effects for when DJ says a word correctly.
Yeah.
All right. I got to come in with a butt.
Yeah, so that was great.
Yeah, you weren't very helpful. But I like how we both had to do the voice, the noise.
Yeah. Ba-da-loom. You know what that makes me sound? That makes me think of is the end of Wayne's World.
Ba-da-loom. Yeah. Ba-da-loom. Ba-da-loom. Yeah. Exactly.
Let's do the Scooby Doo ending next.
Yeah. Yeah. That was. I have got a little bit of a creative side. Sometimes I like to reinvent the English language.
Yeah. Out as a protagonist in that movie.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to flesh him out in the second movie because he's already been fleshed out in the first movie.
Well, but he doesn't have it. I don't know. I didn't feel like he had as much depth though this time
but
around.
Again, you don't have to have that much depth because that depth has already been depthed in the first.
Depthed.
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 Depthed in the first movie.
So how do you spell that?
Well, when I made the clip, I spelt it. How did I spell it?
D E P H D E P T H T E D E D.
See?
Depthed it.
Look it up. It's there.
I'm going to spell it. Depthed it. D E P T H T E D E D. Depthed it.
Depthed it.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I just did. all right. Let's save this best one. We have some. These are all outtakes, but we have some, we'll get into some where we didn't agree, but we have two more that I think are pretty good. We'll end with the funny, funny one, but it's my favorite personally. We record late at night. Sometimes things don't go very smoothly. And so it lends us to recording into the wee hours of the morning. And yes. we don't want our listeners to think that we're not entertained by something we're trying to entertain you with.
You know how many of your yawns I take out? Because I'll be in the middle of the talking and in the background I get, like, son of a bitch.
Language.
I'm trying to keep this lively here and you're yawning in the background.
Now you just told everybody how excited I really am.
No, I'm going to edit all that out. It's like, look away from the mic. We're trying to keep this our poor listen. Some of them are driving. We don't want them falling asleep behind the wheel because you're like, I know I can drone on at times, but you signed up for this.
As of now, I've been up for 20 hours. So,
yeah, well, that's tonight.
Forgive me.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's the outtake of outtakes, and this we've been waiting pretty much since. This came out of, I think, podcast 4 or 5 when we figured out we should have one of these. Actually, you came up with this idea as soon as
this just popped into my head. Like, I was thinking of,
and halfway through,
I was watching like an infomercial where, you know, you always have the legalese, and I said, right, we should have that too.
Oh,
and
you know what it was? I think it was when we got some sponsors.
Yeah.
We got some,
that's
we,
right.
We got a sponsor. Thank you to our all sponsors. Yeah, we got the sponsors. And you were like, oh, we should put something in. And like you said, you hear these other podcasts and you wanted to be professional. And my favorite part is, well,
and a little funny.
You'll hear it in here, but you just thought, like, I'm just going to go right into it. Like, I don't need to write anything out. I'm just going to do this. Well, here you go.
All right. So the views and opinions expressed by DJ and John on this podcast do not reflect those of any rational, sane thinking human being. Thank you.
There we go.
Let me do that one more time.
All right.
So the views and opinions expressed by John and DJ.
Try it again without the
views
soap.
And opinions expressed by Don and DJ. Bye. Take three. The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent, sane thinking.
It's not easy, is it?
No.
Sucks. Do you have it written in front of you?
No, I do not. I'm just making it up.
Oh, okay.
The views That's and the opinion. Hardest part. Yeah, okay. The views and exp. The now I can't. Now it's just like the end of Cannonball Run where I'm Dom DeLuise and I can't say anything.
Oh, God. Dom and DJ.
Dom and DJ.
No, yeah. John and DJ.
All right. The views and opinions expressed by Don. The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human beings. Thank you. Oh, no. I'm sorry. One more time.
Oh, Jesus.
One more time.
Okay. Go ahead.
The views and. Two more times. The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human beings. I know solely the property of thebrightsidechat.com. Thank you. It's not .com, though.
I love the end. It's not .com, though. Yeah. And that
I'm nothing if not professional.
It's so funny because that last one is the one that we use, and I didn't want to have to go back. I didn't want you to have to go back, so I went in and I edited off the end at the end of human beings, like, because you said, like, any rational, intelligent human beings. So I was just like, a human being. But yeah, that was, oh my God, that was funny. I do that.
That was a fun night. That was great.
Oh. That's how we did that. We opened the show with that. Like, when we started recording, you're like, oh, I just want to do that. Like, how that started was like, you literally just went in. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You didn't even tell me. I was like, oh, okay, we're rolling. like, what the hell is this? And I was like, okay, I guess and then I think we had the conversation after that. Like, where are we putting that? Like, you're like, at the beginning of the show, I guess, at the end. I don't know. I think the beginning. So. Oh, my God. That was funny. Yeah. That was funny. Oh, yeah, and I almost forgot. I mean, who could forget our excitement about joining a network? Something that a year ago, we didn't even know was possible.
I didn't even know there was a network.
Right. That's what I meant. It's like, there you go. You're getting what I'm putting down. I'm like, we didn't even know. That's one of those things where we don't even know. It's not even on your bucket list. You didn't know to put it in a bucket. And here we are. We're so excited to be part of a network. And notice I'm just saying a network, and I'm not promoting the network, because, you know, you want to show them how professional you really are. That'll help us out a lot. And of course, we are on the nudie.
Is that a new one that we're on? What's the URL for that? I need to be checking that one out.
Oh man. Wow, this one's
Am I supposed to be naked when we record this? Because I don't know if I want to be on FaceTime for that.
Hey, John, that's not where the camera goes. Come on, buddy. I want my eyes up there.
Yeah. My eyes are up here, not down here.
And move the camera. Oh, boy. A lot of outtakes.
Yes.
All right. And, of course, we are. Oh, God. Yeah, this is going to be like a 15-minute podcast.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're proud members of the Nerd.
You can't even get through it now.
Because it keeps popping in my head. I'm like, the nudie. How is that?
This is like the end of Cannonball Run. I feel like Dom DeLuise.
Oh, God. Oh, man. All right.
I'm going to look over here.
It's not you. I just can't. It just pops in my head. Oh, God. All right. I was going to tell you to do it, but I want to finally get it so when people hear it, they know what I went through.
Right.
And, of course, we are proud members of the Nerdy Legion.
Still didn't do it.
Oh, boy.
So I love the fact that, like, 6 months later, I made the same tired Cannonball Run joke.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, like, that was...
I didn't remember saying it the first time until I heard both of these again
apart.
Tonight. Yeah, 6 or 8 months apart, probably.
Almost a year, because that one was almost a month ago, and the other one was back in, like, last November.
Like a month in, yeah. So,
yeah, we're so bumpering.
I gotta get some new material.
Yeah.
Because six months from now, when it happens again spontaneously, I'll make the same joke and forget that I've already made it twice before.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the only ones that have ever done bloopers is the Cannonball Run.
I know. That was pretty big back then.
It was. That was, I think, really the first time you ever really saw that at the end of...
Yeah. And it was the laughing, like you said, was like Dom DeLuise. Like, him and... Burt Reynolds, and they couldn't contain themselves. They're just like falling off camera laughing. It was just so much
I just
fun.
Remember, being a kid and watching that movie and thinking about how much fun they must have had making that movie.
Yeah, and it's, and look at us now.
We're doing podcasts and having as much fun.
Yep. Just me and you.
Just not getting paid as much.
So. You could have ended up just not getting paid.
Right. Not getting paid at all. I'd settle for 1981 wages at this point.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So, yeah. So, we always have fun.
Right.
All right.
That's what you tell me.
Yeah, exactly. So, my next thank you goes to John. Because everybody knows I'm a Briggs. Anybody that knows the Briggses, we aren't easy to get along with. And there's a lot
of hell you say.
So there's a lot of stuff. Any of my friends, Derek, he's a follower. He knows there's a lot of, I have an image in my mind of something I want done, and it's very difficult. And John's a lot the same way, but for John to put up with me for the stuff that I go through and then I put him through when he's like, I don't care. I just want to do this. I just want to thank John for being, because I know how I can drive people crazy. And for him to put up with me for a whole year, that's really what this is about.
It's really been 30 years, but.
So, yeah. No, but seriously, though, it's like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And we do. We talk, like, every day. We text every day. We've had some podcasts that have been tense. And we'll have texts a couple of days later. And maybe we shouldn't have texted, right? Maybe those should have been phone calls so we got the gist and the jokes on the
other
side.
Some things don't it doesn't always translate well in writing.
Right.
So
in that, we have a few of those.
He wasn't expecting it. Like, she recognized him before he recognized her.
Well, he hasn't changed.
Right. All right. You're so infuriating sometimes. It drives me crazy.
So I'm infuriating.
I think.
No. Yes. No. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Yep. I'm infuriating. Takes two to tango.
It does. It does.
But that's...
Hey, I never said I was easy to live with either, because anybody will tell you I'm set in my ways. And
well, that's what helps. You know, you're in Texas.
Yeah, I can be pretty stubborn too. So
it's fun. If you think about it, we haven't had that many.
No, we haven't, and it's all in fun. Like,
yeah, we haven't.
We've never been legit like mad. Or at least
I've never gone to bed angry.
Right. You know what? After any one of these podcasts, if you went out and got in a car accident, I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Oh, jeez. That I got in a car accident? Thanks.
No, I wouldn't feel bad about how we left things.
I know. although, I don't know if this is forgivable.
Uh-oh.
It's late. It's been a long night. Let's skip with the formalities. What'd you think?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding.
Yep.
Unforgivable.
That one I'm not forgetting. Unforgivable. Yeah, that's John's famous take. That's reaction night.
You didn't they don't even know what that's referring to.
That's John's reaction the night of. We were so excited for Endgame that I saw it twice in the theater. I come home, I'm excited to talk about it. The whole way home, my son saw it at the same time I did down in Connecticut. We talked on the phone my whole ride home. I get in here, I get to the studio under the stairs, we get all hooked up and we start talking. I'm like, don't tell me. And I get,
I just had to take you down a notch, man, because I knew you were flying too high.
A notch? You kicked the ladder out from under me.
Speaking of ladders, I don't want to really derail this, and you have no idea what I'm going to say, but I saw a meme today where a guy was standing with a ladder, and it says, "This is my step ladder. I don't remember my real ladder." And it cracked up.
Well, and that's John's dad joke of the week.
Yeah. That was awesome, though.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Oh. All right. Through all of this, what I appreciate the most about John is how he just always keeps an open mind. No matter what, we'll be discussing stuff, and he just always has an open mind.
Conveniently, Captain Marvel shows up to take his last. I know they sent him out there, but how did they know where he was?
Okay, all right, wait a minute.
You know, so.
I know, you'd like literally just jump through the screen at me.
Well, because I know you're going to defend, because here's what you do.
No, I'm not going to defend. This is an explanation that I heard. See if this is plausible to you.
Nope.
This is what I have to deal with. I haven't even said anything yet, and I gotta. Yep, an open mind like a clam shell.
An open mind.
it's so great that there were. Who was it that said it? Somebody tweeted at us. They're like, I thought the podcast was going to end. You guys were done.
Yeah,
and it's like, what was funny is like. That wasn't even one that, like, we had a blast with that.
Yeah.
And, like, we legitimately were going at it. I mean, it was frustrating. And I could say, like, you literally were coming at me in the screen. But we had fun. By the end of that, we had a lot of fun. Right. And it was like, we've had a couple that lasted to the next day. I don't remember what they were. I don't even think they made any kind of air. It was just like we've had discussions And then it was like, we had differences, but we didn't say anything about it. And then the next day we were like, well, what about this? And what about this? And you're like, remember those? And you're like, I remember texting, and you're like,
I think I even texted, I'd have to find the text chain, but somewhere in text messages I called you infuriating as well, so.
It wasn't anything we recorded, but it's like.
No, it was something that, I forget what it was, but, I mean, and you know, we text so much, I'd have to scroll back through 900 pages of text messages to find it.
Yeah, I have everything, I never delete my text.
I don't either, but it's there somewhere, but I'm not going looking for it. Although, I think with the new iOS, you can search your text messages now by keywords.
Oh,
so I think if I just search infuriating, I could get right to it. It might. But between infuriating and conveniently, I don't know which would come up more.
I know. I mean, we could put together a compilation of your conveniently terms throughout, but I don't know if we have enough time for all that.
Yeah. I've got like this one here. There's lots of conveniences. Like, everything conveniently happens just at the right time. Like, the mouse conveniently walks across the dashboard. Right. She conveniently shows up the second he's taken his last breath.
But,
you know.
John, that's a story.
in real life,
you said it about that book that we talked about a couple weeks ago where they found the. They found the lost manuscripts in the floor.
Right, but I said it then too.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. But of course that's when they found them, because that's when the story takes place. Those books were in that floor for many years that everybody walked over, and nobody conveniently creaked the floor and then found them.
Right.
So at the moment something is found, that's the convenient moment. You can't pick on it, because that's when it happens.
But how often does something happen in your real life? Does it always happen at the exact...
Well, I'm never drifting in space.
No, but it doesn't always happen at the exact last possible moment it could happen to be effective.
I'll tell you, I always...
Lots of things in your life happen,
you know what? When I lose something, it's always in the last place I look.
Or maybe this one here.
You don't like convenient.
I don't. I don't like convenience.
And you pigeonhole convenient into just happenstance in a movie a lot. It's like, you got to make the movie move along. So, I mean, you know what I mean?
Right, but I feel like sometimes it becomes lazy writing. Like, I would
argue with you all night long that this movie was not lazy writing.
I think
you're being absolutely ridiculous if you say this is lazy writing.
I'm not saying in that...
I was angry there.
I can see you were coming through the screen at me on that one.
I was legit angry there, because I was like, that's why I said ridiculous. I was so mad. I was like, of course it's convenient. That's when
emphasis
the story
on
takes
ridiculous.
Place. Yeah. Oh God. Have we beat that to death?
Yeah, I think we have. Oh wait, I think I have one more instance of convenience. Let me cue up this one for you here.
Let it go, man.
Hey, you brought it up.
The movie brought it up. I said, let's move on. You keep bringing it back, and you keep going, let's talk about it more. I'm trying to get to the part where he's walking down the street. My God.
No.
Can we get to that? Okay, so he's looking at posters on the street.
So it's not always just me, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes Mr. Brightside gets angry, too. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's frustrating when you. Well, and that's the thing, is we both have images in our heads, and it's that's what happens. All right, so this last one, I think you have this queued up. I think this really is like why we have so much fun, why we've gotten along all these years. You and I both enjoy. We're not afraid of confrontation.
Right.
Right? We don't shy away from it. We're not shy about our opinions when we're talking to people that we care about. I've always said that to people. If I don't care about you, I'm not going to argue with you. If I'm arguing with you, it's because I care about you. So this last one that you have queued up is like why we work. We are opposite. And we see things differently. And I think that's why we have a lot of fun. And I like learning from you, and I hope you enjoy learning from me, seeing my perspective, as frustrating as it is. But
it's infuriating, not frustrating.
Sorry.
Get the terms correctly.
See? I can't even say something nice and you're correct.
I know, right? I'm such a jerk.
Play the damn tape.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
What the hell is that?
And that's what's funny to me about, like, for you, how do you have that two parts? And you've had that your whole life.
What's that?
I've known you. You're like that. You're such a businessman. You're so, like, matter of fact.
Right.
But how do you do that? But you are an emotion, like, I'm way more emotional about stuff. But how do you have that entire monologue you just did right there about the emotion of the movie, but then at the same time you have that whole other side of your brain that's like just picking apart all the exact scenes that you loved.
Right.
It's awesome. I think it's a riot.
I mean, I can like a thing and not necessarily agree with a thing. You know what I mean?
And take me for instance.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's no, but that's just it. We do see things differently, and that's what's so much fun is, like, we'll finish these things, and by the time I get up to bed, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, right. On average, and like Jen will roll over and go, how was it? And I'll be like, and I'll be a night we didn't get along, but I'll know that was good.
Yeah, you know? Well, the thing is, if we had fun. If we thought exactly the same way, this would just be a one-man show. Like, we wouldn't need to have two people doing it, you know?
Right. No, exactly.
And nobody would want to hear it. You know?
Right.
Because if we just said uh-huh to everything each other said.
Yeah, we'd be Chris Farley. That was cool.
Yeah, nobody would care. So.
Right. And it,
I don't want to say, like, we stage any of these things because we really don't. But
there are things
that are said or done for effect because I know they're going to spark conversation or...
No, but at
be
the same,
funny,
right? But at the same time, these are our opinions, and,
right?
And it's like, I don't love everything. I do try to look at the bright side of everything. That's not a joke. That was long before I had.
No,
the
I think
podcast.
We have a. I think we have a clip that demonstrates that too.
Yeah, I do try to look at the bright side of things because I try to see what other people are thinking when they're creating something or something like that because nobody has the intention of putting out garbage, you know,
right.
So they would try. So I try to see that. What I do like is that when we get on, you know, when we start to record, I'm genuinely excited to find out what you think about whatever topic we have.
And it's my job to bring you down from that. So.
No, but it's like, I mean, maybe. I guess, no, like, you don't want to know, like, do you always know I'm going to like stuff? Because I think I like different degrees, but I do know.
I don't always know that you're going to like everything, but I do know that no matter what, you're gonna put a positive spin on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I do know that, you know.
Right. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And it's like. I had a boss that used to do that to me. He'd call me up and he's like, I'm having a bad day. Tell me something good. I was like, well, you called me.
Yeah. That was the first thing you've done right all day.
Yeah, exactly. And he was my boss. He owned the company. He's like, I'm having a bad day. Cheer me up. Okie dokie.
Okay.
No, I don't know why. It's like, and you know what's funny is I've had people tell me it makes my opinion invalid, which is fine. If you think, I don't think it does.
I don't think it, I wouldn't agree with that, to be honest with you.
Because there's things I don't like, but here's the thing. If I don't like something, I'm not going to talk about it. Because I don't think it, I don't want to disparage something. I'm not that type of person that if somebody asks me about it, I'll tell them, I just won't give it a high praise. But I'll be like, oh, I see what they were trying to do there. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because again, I've mentioned this many times, but I listen to a lot of Kevin Smith podcasts. I really enjoy listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he will say that all the time. And I wish I was a little bit more like this or like you, and I'm not. But, you know, he will always say that if he loves something, everybody will know it. But
right.
If he doesn't like something, nobody will know it because
right.
He just won't talk about it. And
that's me.
And that's you. You're that way as well. I'm not that way. I have no problem telling people I don't like the art or I don't like this or that.
Right.
I wish I was more that way, but yeah, and that's again where we're a little different. And
but that's what's fun, and
right.
It's like, I mean, it's like, I like having that perspective, and honestly, like I said, we both aren't afraid of confrontation. I'm not afraid to argue with you about it, and it's fun.
Right.
I enjoy it. All right, you want to get into a most recent thing has been. joining the Nerdy Legion.
Oh, Nerdy Legion. I had that wrong.
Yes. Could you please get dressed?
Again, my eyes are up here.
I'll wait. Yeah, ever since I made that mistake, I got to take that 30 seconds of the show while he gets undressed in front of the camera.
I know. It's a whole thing.
It's, yeah. Could have done without the pole.
I assume you're talking about the one behind me.
I was waiting for
that. And not the one in my, you know.
All right. That's enough. That's enough.
This just went R-rated pretty quickly.
Yeah. See what happens when we bring a few drinks in?
Yeah.
And you want to go...
The dark side or the bright side?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Nerdy Legion. So first and foremost, we wouldn't have met anybody at the Nerdy Legion if it wasn't for Joey Galvez. And that was kind of the turning point. And then from there, you know, we meet, you know, I met Bill of the Bat Pod.
Right.
Which should be coming back fairly soon. I'm very excited for that. I know they recorded, I think, earlier. But, cool. Yeah, so he was very instrumental. It's like, so when we started out, obviously we had no idea what that stuff was. We wanted just to put together a podcast. And then we start hearing about networks because you're on in the podcasting and you start seeing what this stuff is. And next thing you know, you're kind of talking to people in them. And then I talked to Bill, and Bill was the one that he was great, very approachable. Talked to me on the phone about, you know, what it meant, and then introduced me to Martin, and same thing. It's the next step. And that's one of the best parts about this whole podcasting thing is everybody is so helpful. And Martin has helped me with, like, we've had hardware issues since then, and he's been great. You know, I text him and say, hey, it's just been really good. Not only helping us grow, which we have grown exponentially since joining the network, which has been great. Just being part of that network and talking to the, you know, seeing the guys on Twitter joining us and talking with guys like, you know, Fred from the Indie Alley, and, you know, and then now they're supporting Dr. Joe and Dr. Joe's Twitch. And it's just like, it's just fun seeing all of this stuff go on. And it's like, it's just like being part of that network has just been something like, well, like I said earlier, like, I didn't even know I wanted this.
Right.
Would you like to elaborate?
I probably should. I'm just sitting here listening. And it's like, oh, you want me to retort?
It's so funny, but I have to take it out.
I know. You have to take it out. Like, here he is yawning again. Like you were saying, obviously you've had a lot more communication with those folks than I have. I haven't really, I've talked to Bill once or twice on Twitter, you know, friend of the podcast, Joey Galvez, a couple of times on Twitter, but you know, I've never really talked with Martin. But yeah, like you said, also just to reiterate, this was something that we didn't know that we wanted. It wasn't something that we knew that was even going to be a possibility for us. Like, we weren't even sure that we would be accepted into a network. You know, what are we bringing? You know, we're bringing a podcast with like 70 listeners, you know,
right?
It's like, why would they want us? And so just the fact that they were welcoming to us and, you know, were willing to give us a shot and bring us on board, liked what we were doing and thought, you know, they would like to have us be part of their network. And yeah, it's been great. You know, like you said, just so many more listeners than what we've had. And, you know, we're able to spread our joy to, you know, so many more people now because of that. And like I said, yeah, it's been really awesome. So thanks to everybody that helped make that happen.
No, yeah, I end up talking to most of the people because of, like, the hardware stuff. You're running a store.
Yeah.
And that's what's a lot of fun. Like, I get people asking me all the time, like, oh, he has his own store? And it's like, I mean, I think you might be the only store owner in the network. So
yeah.
They might not even have wanted me.
I'm the heavy hitter in this duo.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Abbott and you're Costello.
Well,
I see how
honestly,
it works now.
That's why I work hard at this end of it, because I'm like, I got to bring something to the table here.
I'm George and you're Wheezy.
Exactly. So talking about the Nerdy Legion, I actually have a Nerdy Legion announcement.
I can't wait to hear it, DJ. What is that?
Oh, the excitement. So when we started this podcast, we were going to do comics and home theater.
Yeah, that was an ill-conceived notion.
I know. I thought I had you yawning this year.
That started way back in 2018, DJ.
Yeah, exactly. So coming, I don't know, in the next few weeks, there's going to be a new podcast added to the Nerdy Legion. Me! I'm actually going to do my home theater podcast. It's going to be called Brightside Home Theater. We're going to have the same logo. I'm actually thinking of changing the background to white. That way you can tell. I already have a Twitter handle. It's at BrightsideHT for home theater. Get it? See?
Thanks for explaining.
What I want to do with this podcast is kind of what I wanted to do with us, but it really didn't work with the comic book. So this podcast is going to be... Basically, I'm not going to talk about a lot of equipment and stuff. Like, I'll talk about my theater a little bit just to give you a background here and there. Basically, what I'm going to do is a review of a movie. So, remember a while ago we were talking about, and I talked to Michael Alexander about it on Twitter, about what our Brightside logo means.
Right.
Well, one of the reasons what the Brightside means, do you know what that means? Other than it being positive?
I feel like I should know. But
so you don't.
I mean, you've told me once before, but I didn't care enough to remember, apparently. So.
Okay, so if you look at our Brightside logo, there's three people and two people, which are my home theater chairs. That's the seating I have in my theater. The front row's two seats, the back row's three seats, theater recliners. Up on the bright side is the screen. That's what we care about, what's on the screen. Right? So that's where I came up with that. Not only is it about positivity about this stuff, but it's the bright side of the screen. It's not what's in, whether it's a TV and all the hardware and stuff that goes into putting that image on, but we care about what's on the bright side of the screen, what we're looking at. And one of the things for me is I really enjoy a lot of these movies because I love the technology that goes into the sound and the picture. And we've said it a few times during the year that, like, you know, 70% of your enjoyment and the emotion is drawn out from the sound of a movie. And what I want to do is I want to do a podcast. I'm thinking around 20 minutes probably or so, maybe 30, but it'll just be me. But I also have some people lined up I want to talk to, some people in the industry that, but not about the industry, but I'm going to ask, like, what's your favorite movie? And we're just going to talk about, like, some scenes in a movie, like, you know, and I'll be putting more out on Twitter as we go. I have an idea on which movie I want to do first. Just basically talk about the sound. I don't know if a lot of our listeners are going to be into it. I know, so some of the home theater podcasts that I listen to, they're all about the equipment.
Right.
And one of them, my favorite one, AV Rant, the way I found them was their title was about a movie. And I think it was one of the Jurassic movies they titled their movie. And I was just looking to see, I wanted to see their review of the Jurassic movie. And I get there, and all they did is they talked about, yeah, I saw Jurassic. And they just, like, it was an obscure title name. Right. But I love their podcast because they really go in depth to the equipment. They didn't really talk about the movie and how the movie, like, I read reviews on how the sound is in a movie, and I'm really into that stuff. And I know other people are too. So I talked to Martin, and he was really excited about it because nobody's doing that. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. So that'll be added to the Nerdy Legion.
Cool.
Got a couple ideas. I'm going to record a few, but it's nice because it's not timely. I don't have to get it out right away. So in the next few weeks, I'll put out the first one, and you know, hopefully our listeners will support it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, awesome. So it's our anniversary, and you're giving us a gift. I like the way you think.
See? I'm giving you more content. Yeah. Isn't that nice? I don't know if you'll like it, but that's cool.
I'll listen to it. You know, I'm into...
I might have you on as a guest.
I might be on as a guest.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. You have a theater.
I do. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I you know, I'm not quite the enthusiast you are, but I...
And you're pretty good at this podcasting thing.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
All right. So, that was a lot of fun. You want to wrap up with a giveaway?
I would love to wrap up with a giveaway.
All right. Why don't you announce our giveaway? I did that on purpose.
I know you did.
You're lost.
So I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
But DJ, you do all this stuff.
Yeah.
All right, what are we giving away, John?
We are giving away
I got to do that again. That was a lot of fun. I'm not even, like, I really want to do that again. That sounded so much like The Price is Right or something. I was like, you ready? Here we go. And take two. What are we giving away, John?
I'll tell you, DJ, we're giving away a rock. Yes, a rock.
What color is the rock, John?
It is a green rock, DJ. And it's hollow, so you can hide a key in it.
Nice. That is
You
nice.
Can become a card-carrying member of the Kipton. You too
you
can
so
become.
You were so close.
I know. You too. This will be the outtakes for year two.
No, we're not taking these out. These are fun.
You too can become a card-carrying member of the Kryptonite Key Club.
Is it?
Let's tell him what he's won, DJ. A rock.
You just did. All right.
Have we taken that too far?
Yeah. And what are you going to do to win this rock?
What you've got to do to win one of these beautiful painted green Kryptonite key rocks is send us either an audio recording or an email giving us a review of our comic or an opinion or something we can use on the show. If you've got a hot take, if you've got a topic that you want us to talk about, send that to us. You know, we've just gone through for the last hour and a half or so, and we've kind of given you some of our favorite moments from, you know, our first year of this podcast. But I would love to hear what your favorite moments were from the podcast. So you could send us even one of those. And if we play it on the show, we'll send you a rock. It's just simple as that.
Yeah, while supplies last, because I don't know
how many
of these I can get.
While supplies last.
While supplies last. But
you know,
I have a bunch.
There's only
I have
so
a whole
many
bunch.
There's only so many pieces of kryptonite that fell to the earth. So
yeah, this is raw kryptonite,
we have a
too.
We have a limited supply.
So we are going full DC Universe. So we're done after our first year. Now we're asking our listeners for content.
That's right. Send us your favorite unscripted ideas. If we use it on our show.
I was listening to you announce it. And I'm like, we didn't really think this through. It just sounds like, okay, we're done. Please send us your ideas.
We only had 52 in us.
Exactly. That sounds great, John.
Why, thank you, DJ.
All right, that's enough of our game show stuff.
Yeah.
No, seriously, anything you guys sent, that would be great. An email, you know, with a description, because you need more than a tweet. The emails, but the voicemails or whatever you can do, send something in. And don't be afraid, just send it in. I can edit it pretty good.
As you can obviously, see, you've heard what we're not afraid to put out there. So
right.
Don't be shy.
Yeah, have some fun with it. That's what it's about. It's a comic conversation. That's what we're supposed to be having, talking in a comic book store. We're just trying to have fun, and hopefully you can become a member of the, what did you call it?
The Kryptonite Key Club.
There you go. Look at that. All right.
Drink your Ovaltine.
Drink. key not included.
Yeah. And you can win fabulous cash and prizes. Cash not included.
Or prizes. All right, that was enough. That was fun. We actually talked about zero comic books.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. But we have fun. We had a blast this year. Thank you to everybody, our listeners, everybody at the Nerdy Legion. They've been great. Obviously, our wives, thank you very much. And John, thank you. It's been an awesome year. I don't know how long we're going to do this.
Ditto.
Thank you. I don't know how long we're going to do this, but I don't see an end. I'm having too much fun. This makes my weeks go by. It's like, I'm excited. Like, Mondays aren't bad to me anymore. Mondays, I'm like, all right, I got to get this ready.
I got a show, yeah.
And then by Wednesday, and then Thursdays, I'm usually comatose because of Wednesday night. And then it's the weekend. It's so much fun. It's been a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know, you know. As always, let us know. Talk to us on Twitter at @thebrightside_chat. Email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. That's where you'll send anything, and you may receive a rock.
Yes, a rock.
A green rock.
Strange visitor from another planet.
Yep. Kryptonite. Yeah, please rate, review, subscribe. Again, thanks to everybody. Another year coming up. Many more.
Thank you all. Take care.
We'll be right back. Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors that we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. Thanks for listening.